We all have recipes that we consider to be our own, but is there such a thing as an original recipe? Well, unless you're Colonel Sanders, maybe not. Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunce has been studying the question, and she joins us now to talk about it. Kathy, great to have you back.
Hey, Jeremy.
And for once, you have not brought me any food, so that's sad.
But I'm so sorry about that. It won't happen again.
It's a good thing I already had lunch. But this is not a new issue, though, right? The idea of a recipe being original or not original.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm sure, you know, in kitchens across the country for many years, people have been stealing recipes from each other's recipe boxes, but it's a slippery slope. I have a recipe for chocolate mousse in one of my cookbooks, and obviously chocolate mousse, I did not invent it. However, I wrote a very specific headnote for it, and I have my list of ingredients. I use semi-sweet chocolate, milk, heavy cream, and vanilla. That's it. So if you go on the internet right now and type in chocolate mousse using semi-sweet chocolate and milk chocolate, you're going to find hundreds of recipes that are nearly identical to mine. Are those ripoffs? Did I rip somebody else off? Who's the French chef who first developed chocolate mousse? There's no way of claiming it as your own. But here's where it gets interesting. I talked to a lawyer, Spencer Weisbroth, in San Francisco. He works in nonprofit and public media. And he says, the U.S. copyright is the law. So this is a quote from the U.S. Copyright Office, and it states, quote, mere listings of ingredients, as in recipes, formulas, compounds, or prescriptions, are not subject to copyright protection. However, when a recipe or formula is accompanied by substantial literary expression in the form of an explanation or directions, when there's a combination of recipes as in a cookbook, there may be basis for copyright protection. End quote.
So what does that mean?
If you have a recipe that you think is the most original idea in the whole world, and you list 2 cups of broccoli, 1 cup of cheddar cheese, 3 cloves of garlic, you cannot copyright that. However, you can copyright and have a case for the introduction to that recipe, or if you use particular language. In other words, if I just say bake at 350, put batter in cake pan, that is not copyrightable. But let me give you another example. Years ago in a cookbook of mine, I published a recipe called Emma's Potatoes with Capers. And I told the story of how my daughter, Emma, who was then quite young at the time, wanted to help me cook. And I was roasting potatoes, and we were also cooking some fish with capers. And she was little, and she was standing on a chair. She knocked the capers over. All the capers, all the juice went into the pan with the potatoes. And I ended up roasting them with the capers, and they were amazing. And a new recipe was created, right?
But nobody can take that story. Potatoes with capers.
Emma's potatoes with capers in my kitchen, the little kid on the stool, belongs to me. You can't steal that. But you can steal the potatoes followed by the capers, followed by the olive oil. I cannot have a copyright on that.
Just leave Emma out of it.
Leave Emma alone. Exactly. It was interesting. I talked to a cookbook author, Jess Thompson. She writes a blog called Hogwash. And she said she's had to deal with plagiarism on her blog quite a bit. She says she feels annoyance more than being actually ripped off. It doesn't merit litigation for her. But it begs the question of, is every recipe original? She tells me the story that she was at a restaurant in Seattle and had a parsnip marshmallow. Okay, imagine that. Very innovative, very weird. Yeah. She wants to make one and put it in a cookbook. But she says, of course I will attribute it and give credit where credit's due. And this is what it gets down to. If I see a recipe that you've done, and I really like it, and I want to use it in my next book or on a blog or anything, I need to say, this recipe was inspired by Jeremy Hobson. It's a very simple idea, but it seems to be beyond many people. In many cases, you could say that this is a lot like fashion. how do you reinvent the little black dress?
Right.
You know, how many maxi dresses are original? And in fashion, Spencer Weisbroth told me that it's extremely hard to consider something copyrightable, that people are stealing all the time. And he claims that that's how we actually progress in the arts. We borrow, we're inspired, and we come up with some form of what we've already seen. So again, it's a very thin line. Clothing design can't be copyrightable because it's considered functional. So cookbooks and recipes are a very vague area. But again, you can't steal my language and my family stories.
I never would do that, Kathy.
I know you wouldn't.
Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, and we will put the recipes for the two things that Kathy did mention, the chocolate mousse and Emma's potatoes with capers, at our website, hereandnow.org. Don't steal them because there is a story involved. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.